Thank you very much, C. Good day, Rassi. Rassi, unfortunately, you can't use the services of Luit for the rest of the end of the year. It just seems it's a ban of the ban for the Springboks and South African teams. I saw someone on social media making a subtle joke on possible replacement for Luit, which was later taken off. But in all honesty, what is your thoughts on the ban? And there seems to be a common trend for South African players getting banned. Now the nation is getting red card rescinded.
As I said in the past of my Pimpi and Wolf and Hendrik, it is what it is. It's Lewis' decision now. I will appeal that. And I think he'll make that decision in the next day or two. He's going to stay with us here and help us prepare for Ireland. Obviously, that is a big game for us, but Italy is at hand and Italy is the first game. But we would have loved to have Luit available for the Irish Test match. It was quite ironic that he's always missed big games either through injury. I think once in his life in a 20-year rugby career, he's got one off-field red card, never other yellow cards or any foul play. So we're sad for him, because he's a guy that went through a hell of a lot, not just in his personal life, but in his rugby career as well. And missing out on a big test match like Ireland next weekend, that's not great, but we have to accept that. And we won't call up anybody else. We're 33 guys in the camp currently, and we feel we've got enough locks to cover us, like a World Cup squad size of 33. And that's even more games. This is a 5-week tour. It's not nice, but we'll have to make plans.
Bertie?
Zina, thank you so much for the opportunity. Goedemiddag, meneer Erasmus. Rassie, kan ik jou vragen, meneer? Gewoonlijk, een journalist soos myself, Percival Young, sal bijvoorbeeld in die verlede gesê het, dat Italië baie een formaliteit vir die Springbokke behoort te gewees het. Kan ik jou vragen vir een span wat al reeds 2 keer ter in hulle van jaar gespeel het, wat is julle benadering teen vir hierdie Italiaanse span, meneer? Gaan julle in met die mini denke dat dit 'n eenvoudige wedstryd is, of moet julle soos julle enige ander groot wedstryd voorberei?
Nee, Percy, ek dink enige iemand wat regtig rugby kyk en rugby bestudeer en geniet sal weet onder 'n nuwe afrigter, ek is baie goeie vriende met hom. Hy's 'n ou wat al baie titels gewen het met partykeer average spelers in Franse ligas en dit is nog 'n tyd en hy verstaan die hele manier hoe die mense in hierdie kant van die wêreld dink en hy is 'n regtig goeie tegniese afrigter. Ons almal weet die twee toetse in Suid-Afrika, die telling was glad nie 'n weerspieëling van wat op die veld gebeur het nie. Hulle het ook nou 6-7 spelers terug, en die twee centers is fantasties, Brex en Minicello. The RBC is back at 10. The fullbacks back. Hulle het soveel gamebreakers. Ek dink dit is seker die sterkste Italiaanse span. Ek sal nie sê in geskiedenis nie, maar in die laaste 2 jaar wat alle manne fiks is en almal op die regte tyd piek en goed speel. Obviously kom hulle van 'n baie goeie wen teen Australië af. En ons natuurlik in Frankryk gespeel, so al twee spanne sal daai weer eens daai emosionele hoogtepunt moet kan nie net bereik nie, maar hou en beter speel, want ons speel hulle by die huis. Vir die eerste keer in 'n lang tyd het ons in 'n span minder caps op average as die opposisie. Ek dink die gemiddelde ouderdom is minder of meer dieselfde. So daar's 'n paar jonger manne in die span en weg van die huis af teen Italië. Ons het ons so goed voorberei as wat ons kan, want ons weet hierdie is 'n baie 50-50 game met wat ons gesien het hoe goed Italië geraak het.
Mola?
Hi, good morning, Rassi. Just a couple of quick questions. How important is going to be the breakdown considering what Italy has put on against Australia? And maybe an explanation on the choice of the front row that is maybe not so much experienced in terms of caps. Thank you.
Yeah, well, first of all, no, they are really good at the breakdown. We did not just get frustrated, but we got outplayed at the breakdown with the ability. In one game, they had 66 bites at the breakdown, just in one game. It just shows they've got a hell of a focus and they technically and know when to do it really well. So that is something that we will try and sort out, which is a tough thing to do. So that will be tough. What was the second part of the question? What was the second part
of the front row. The front row.
Oh, the, The front row. Look, sometimes when you lose Ox and Mthunu Tuks hasn't played the rugby, and now you've lost Lord. Definitely we are saving what's his name? Thomas a little bit for the Irish Test match, because we won't have him after that match when we play Wales, because that's outside the window. We felt Buan is now on cap 7 and he's doing pretty well. Robinson's on cap 5 or 6. He did really well when he came on, even only for 5 6 minutes. And then again, Zach has played one match for us, but on the bench there's nice security in the two props that's always played together, Gerard and Wilco. And then obviously Marco is our cover at hooker. Obviously starting in other position, but he will be our hooker cover. We've been doing that with Marco for the last 5 years. He was in at the previous World Cup. He played against Tonga in the front row. So we are trying to, just like we did with Andre, make him a player that can play forwards and back line, but you slowly build it up first against Barbarians, then a tier two nation, then eventually a big match like France. So I think Marco is probably in the position where we think, if he gets well through this Italy test match at hooker for a couple of minutes, there's another box tick, but it also might backfire totally on us, and then it doesn't work, we'll have to make another plan. So that's the thinking about the front rows.
Little?
Hallo Ras, ek hoop jy kan my hoor.
Anyway.
Net omtrent die samestelling van die span vir hierdie wedstryd. Is dit die wedstryd wat jy geteken het om ouens soos Boan, Zack nog 'n geleentheid te gee, want die span kom van 'n haai af, maar dit skep nou daai ekstra druk as ek dit so kan stel dat hulle dit moet maintain en dis uiteindelik wat jy wil hê ouens wat moet perform op onder daai drukkoker oomblikke.
Ja, ek dink jy is 100% reg, en ek dink ons het al ons lesse geleer aan die World Cup toe ons Frankryk gespeel het, en toe presies dieselfde span teen Engeland gespeel het met 'n 5-3 split, en ons was baie pap in daai game gewees, en ons het daai game uitgegrind. So na so 'n game teen Frankryk wat almal sy emosies hoog is, en dis regtig, dit het baie deel ons gevat. Ons het daai nag 1 uur by die hotel gekom, weet die oggend 4 uur liggaam toe, en dan vlieg jy, en ons ek bedoel, was regtig die tyd om te slaap, en kom jy Sondag hier aan laat middag, hotelkamers nog nie reggie, en dan lê in die spankamer, en dan Sondag aan manage and coaches meeting, en 'n maandagooggend kondig jy die span aan. So jy sal sien die span wat speel. En ek dink is meer uit respek vir Italië as wat dit rotasie is. Die meeste van die ouens wat speel Saterdag het nie meer as 40 minute gespeel of glad nie gespeel nie. Ek dink Damian Willems het omtrent die meeste minute gespeel, Hein Kurtley. Verder Andre het nie gespeel nie, Kane het nie gespeel nie. Ja, weet Andre het wel gespeel, maar hy het nie senter gespeel nie. En Siad het die helfte gespeel. Ben Jason glad nie, Marco glad nie, Boan 35 minute. Soos jy deur die hele span gaan, is dit meer uit respek dat ons miskien nie van ons ouer manne kan verwag na Saterdag se fisiese hamering wat al twee spanne gevat het, dat hulle onmiddellik die volgende naweek weer dieselfde moet kan deliver. En natuurlik wil ons sê die jonger ouens of less cap ouens moet hierdie great Italiaanse span hier by die huis wat Australië gemaklik gewen het, met 'n klomp goeie toetsspelers in die span, toe probeer wen. Want dit gaan 'n close game wees in my opinie, en ons gaan baie leer van hierdie spelers of hulle dit kan maak of nie doen nie.
Steven?
Thank you, Zee. Rassie, so jy sê dat daar's 'n element van 'n brekende risiko omtrent hierdie span. Jy weet, as 'n ou kyk byvoorbeeld na die Hawkers, jy weet, sien nou Marco moet Hawkers speel. Ek weet dit is 'n groot engine, maar jy weet om van hom, dis nogal baie gevra van so 'n ou om 80 minute te speel in 'n Hawker, as jy verstaan wat ek bedoel, gegee wat die fisiese eise. Of dink jy risiko's miskien stel hulle uit dit miskien 'n bietjie te sterk te dit te sê?
Ja, ek dink die risiko is Marcus een van die fikste ouens in ons span. Ek dink die risiko is daar is 'n risiko sonder twyfel. Ons rol bietjie die dice daar, maar ons wil graag sien. Ek bedoel hy sal nie 80 minute haker speel nie want hy begin die span nie op haker nie, maar vir hom om 80 minute te speel sal definitief omtrent verseker gebeur. Nou as hy sien hom maar 60 speel en laaste 20 gaan hy haker toe as dinge goed gaan of Grobbies kan die eerste 5 minute seker kry en hy gaan haker toe. Maar erns, ons het hom na teen Tonga daar gespeel. Elke oefening oefen ons hom op haker. Jy weet sy goeie werk hy hard aan, maar hy gaan onder druk wees en hy gaan 'n paar foute maak, maar nee, ons moet dit erns uitvind kan hy doen of nie. So, ek sal nie sê berekend nie, maar dis 'n beplande risiko. Want en ja, ek dink dit kan die game baie close maak as dinge nie sy kant toe gaan en ons kry 'n vroeë injury net soos wat ons al met 'n 7-1 split gegaan het en jy kry twee beserings dan het ons eers gat hier 'n fly-off gehad nie of met 6-2. So baie keer voel jy selfs al natuurlik wil ons die game wen, maar selfs al verloor jy die game en jy sien o, hel, daai plan van jou het nie gewerk nie. Dan weet jy ten minste. Natuurlik wil ons die game verloor en natuurlik hoop ons Marco dit werk vir hom daar want hy is een van die tipe spelers met Sia wat bo hom speel. Jy wil hom so graag in die span hê want behalwe nou die lyn staan en die skrams wat maar seker 20 keer gebeur, is jy bereik daar 100 en tackles 200 in 'n game en carries baie meer in 'n game. En hy is briljant op dit. Jy weet so om hom meer minute op die veld te gee. Ek dink die groot vraag is nou maar net hoe gaan die lyn staan en die skrams gaan waar ek dink jy's korrek waar obviously 'n bietjie van 'n wel 'n risiko is.
We'll take the last three hands that are up and then we have to wrap up guys. Mike.
How's it, Rossi? Yeah, just looking at your midfield combination there of Eason and Kanan, I mean, that could well be your centre pairing post-2027 World Cup. What are you looking for from those guys? Just talk us through that selection, please.
Yeah, how's it? Nice to talk to you. The big thing is, I know if you ask Eason, what's your favourite position? He says 12. If we ask Kanan, what's your favorite position? No, Donny Gerber was my year, I'm 13. You know, and we've always used Kanan as done great things at 13, and we think he deserves a chance, also giving Jesse a bit of a rest there. And I think Kanan, out of 20 matches, he lost once in the Springbok jersey, but he's just as comfortable on the wing. And then Ethan, we played 13 and wing all the time, while his preferred position is 12. So again, with the two boys, Damien and Jesse coming off that physical battle against France, although we won and we were down to 14 men, it really took a lot out of the guys. And the travel schedule from there was really pretty tough. It was late nights to get here, you know, early morning flights and bus trips. And so, you know, the training on Monday was tough for the guys. They were really stiff. But the guys who's playing, you know, is pretty young. I mean, between Krappies Morney en Andre is na 31, maar daai twee centers is 22. Ek weet Kirkley is 28. Wie is ons ander wing? Edwell is 27, 28. Gaza is 27. Grant is 29 op die bank. Jy weet Mani is 28 op die bank. So ons het gevoel is meer 'n respek ding en daai twee centers speel nou in die posisies wat hulle graag wil speel. Maar ja, dit gaan nog steeds Brex en Mononcello is die grappies. Hulle is twee eisters om hulle speel.
Greg?
Thanks, E. Hello, Rassie. Nice to talk to you. On that note, Rassie, with the you know fatigue and so on, it's been noticeable how strong you guys have been. I mean, how much of that hard work you did in the rugby championship, I understand that the training was pretty brutal, is paying off now?
No, I know training's gone as it like training's gone simulate match situations, but I think there's certain areas like the scrums, you know. Zach might struggle this weekend, we're not sure. But giving him another chance because we see what he does against Gerard at the scrum sessions, and we try to make the scrum sessions during the week harder than the actual scrums in the game, and he's getting better every week. So yeah, it's obviously we've played already 11 matches this year. We've, 11, 12, there's another, the Barbarians 12. So we've got another three to go. So for us now, you know, gymming and doing fitness, won't make us fitter in the last three games. So I think what you're saying is correct. And because we chopped and changed, we couldn't really get a lot of match fitness. But we're now at a stage where most of guys has at least five, six test matches under their belt. So yes, I think training help. And I also think the cohesiveness of players switching to different positions is becoming a normal thing for them. It's not something new. And yeah, I think those two combinations helps us a lot.
Last question, Zoli.
Afternoon, Rossi. When you first took over the team, you know, it was getting zero respect. We all know why. And fast forward to 2025, even the biggest critics seem to be saying all the nice things about the team. Does that bother you in any way, or do you feel that the players and everybody knows how to handle the praise as much as, you know, they handled the disrespect?
Yeah, it's really nice to talk to you. Now, I think I know I've said it many times, but I'm going to repeat myself. We always say there's the three realities. You know, there's the reality what the opposition thinks, and there's the reality what the media and the fans and the people outside the camp think, and then there's the reality what our team thinks. Now, we like to keep the reality as our reality as close to the truth as possible. So, you know, what other people say, negative or positive, I'm not talking about South Africans. We care what South Africans say about us, and we take it to heart. And people must not think we don't read social media. Most of the players, I do. Because we want our country to be happy and supportive and love us like we love them and when we play for them. So, no, the reality is, we go and look at a team sheet, we go and analyze the team that we play, and the noises that come from outside, I'm not talking South Africans, you know, sometimes you listen to that and it's one hell of a praise, then you lose one game and then you're bad again. So the moment you start listening to that, the non-South African people giving comment on that, you kind of live in a real reality, in the truth. So yeah, we try to stay in the truth.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, guys. Dankie, Rossi.
Dankie, Jelle. Lekker dag.